Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Whoa, it's a full church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Mr. Kalibala. Mr. Kalibala, you need to join us in our marriage fellowship. Because in that fellowship, we don't refer to our spouses like that, especially on their birthdays, yeah, on their important days. And Mariam, please do not accept that kind of behavior. Yeah, we don't call our spouses my person, my this one, madam, mama wabana. You don't say no, you're yaze, meaning that your spouse also appeared. No, you on such a day get something from your belly, yeah? Say maybe sweetheart or something. Something nice for her. But happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mariam. Amen. I have a friend of mine who at one point the husband called her sweetheart. Yes. And she said, thank you very much. The husband called her sweetheart. I will not say the name of that person because that person is my very, very good friend. In fact, the couple. But she said, Joanne, I was called sweetheart. Yeah, but let us normalize calling our spouses endearing words. Glory to God. Amen. Because the opposite or the reverse is really, really bad. Yes? So normalize calling your spouse these things, not even for people to hear, but make it part of you. Teach your children, set it up, yeah? For me, I told Sam, there's nothing like calling me my person. Now I'm calling my person to come and speak. What? Your person? Do you know how many persons are here? So for me, I don't allow those things. And so Sam knows whether we have fault or not. He has to, even when he's angry, he says, but sweetie. When it is so bad, he says, but you cheek. Me have child you. Hallelujah. He says, you cheek. At least I remember that I'm still a cheek, okay? But nothing like but you person, all right? Glory to God. Amen, amen. Children, good morning. How are you? Oh, Keegan, Kyle, mommy, I'm so happy to see you. Nelson, good to see you. Thank you for coming back to visit. Amen. Yes, there have been, you've been missing. Yes, but thank you so much for coming. I also know that they shifted, so now they stay further. So, yeah. Manzi's birthday is tomorrow. I'm one of those mothers who can't wait for that birthday to end. To come and go. Hey! Parenting is difficult. Manzi yesterday saw it right and fitting to inscribe his name on my dashboard. I said, but Manzi, and we're not talking about writing using a marker. I don't know what he used. But you go to buy a stick or buy what? A metal. And his mind told him, of all the places, please put your name on the dashboard. So he started, and you know what? He stopped on N. So the dashboard has man on it. Because he was caught by his siblings, and they told him, should mommy find you doing this nonsense? What you're doing is, he usually says it's risky. Yes, that's the word he uses. Not so. He says, should mommy find you doing that? It's very risky. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so full of the joy of the Lord because of what he is doing in our midst. I'm so full of the joy of the Lord. Amen. Yes. Today, I'm going to share. I titled this sermon, Let Us Finish Well. Hallelujah. Let us finish well. tumale bulungi. Glory to God. Let us finish well. Eleti, let us finish well. From the first time, God gave us that instruction to start praying until something happens. Children, we have walked that journey with God. Why do I say that we have walked that journey with Him? He has also been answering us. You know, when God says pray until something happens, that means that He is working on that something. So for every time we would keep praying, reports kept on coming from heaven about what is actually going on. Things that maybe we are not able to see with our spiritual eyes, but thank God that He sent them to us through dreams. Glory to God. Through various dreams, we were encouraged to continue praying until something happens. And the reason why God kept us encouraging us through dreams is, number one, not the only reason, but number one is that nobody can pray until something happens out of sheer willpower. Nobody prays fervently on their own, saying, now I'm going to pray. You may start like that, but without the Holy Spirit helping you, you'll burn gas. A time will come and you start running on fumes. Yeah? There is a prayer meeting we had here. Grace Joy came. I asked her, Gracie, how is pushing? Gracie said, Auntie Joanne, it was bad. It's hard. Yeah? Because praying, many of us, even the pastor gets tired, by the way. Glory to God. Even me, I get tired. Even Pastor Moses gets tired. Everybody gets tired because praying is not a natural thing. It's a spiritual discipline. And you know what? We say that at the beginning of all this, that we have God to help us by the power of the Holy Spirit. So were there days that came where things were difficult? Your answer is as good as mine. All right? Some days praying was difficult. But we got so many, no, let me not say so many because that sounds like I'm exaggerating, but we got different commendations from heaven. Different, like the way He told us to pray through a dream, to pray until something happened through a dream, He never left us. Okay? He continued affirming us. But today, I'm going to concentrate on Pastor's recent dream. You people, who was here last Sunday? With a show of hands. Okay. How should I start telling this? I bet if I start, it will take me off because that dream really, really excites me. And even Pastor knows. Yeah, it's a dream I can tell like as if I'm like commentating on news. But you know what? I'm not going to tell it because if I start, I'll get off the mlamwa and I don't think God will be happy with me. So let me start from the recent dream which Pastor shared in the Word for the Week. By the way, before I go on, let us, since now we are full house, we are actually really full. Eh? It's very difficult to see an empty chair. The children, yes. before I go on, I'd like to let us know that the Word for the Week is now posted on the website. Please visit the website. I don't think we are going to continue sending it out in our inboxes as we have been doing. Okay? So, adults, take note of that. If you want the Word for the Week, even for this coming week, please, you're going to find it on the website, okay? And please keep up. And then also, yeah, just usual housekeeping rules. Our restrooms are downstairs, but also, you know, they are shared. So when we use them, children, let us leave them as clean as we found them, okay? Because it's not our place, but it's also good to leave the restroom the way you found it. And also, in case you get any problem with that area there, our convenience rooms there, please speak to Rachel. Rachel, put up your hand. Yes, please speak to Rachel if something is out of, yeah. And then lastly, there is something that we're thinking about. And this is a good time to actually talk about it. If you come early, and you would like to pray, usually you would find the choir, the worship team, doing their voice drills here. And it can be a bit destructive for both you who is praying and maybe the worship team. So what we encourage us to do from going forward is use the children's church. We make sure, thank God for Rachel, she makes sure it is set up beautifully. You can go down there and have a good time in the presence of God before as you wait for our 10:30 to come. All right? Is that okay? Hallelujah. Yes, now going back to the dream which was shared on the word for the week, 21st April 2024, Dr. Dennis Mujimba. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Pastor knows why I'm even laughing. So Dennis had this dream that someone was preaching in LAT, and he was telling us that by praying until something happens, we are establishing the kingdom of God in LAT. Okay? And he says that the person referenced Matthew 6:10. Right? The person referenced Matthew 6:10. That where the will of God is, his kingdom is established. So, at the end of all our pushing, we know that we are doing or establishing the will of God in LAT. And I'm quick to remind you that who is LAT? LAT is you and I. All right? LAT is not this building. This is where we meet. Tomorrow, God is going to take us out of here. But who is LAT? LAT is you and I. So we are establishing the will of God in our individual lives, but also the will of God, and maybe more importantly, the will of God that will happen to us corporately as the body of Christ that meets in LAT. Hallelujah. So, okay, people, when you receive such a message from heaven, you can take it for granted because you already know. We pray, Our Father, what in may your will be done on earth. Yeah, but by the time God emphasizes it, he doesn't want us to lose track of that. That this pushing is not just, but we are actually doing his will for us here in LAT. That has implications that if we don't pray, if we don't pray until that thing happens, it might actually not happen to us corporately and even individually. All right? So now Matthew 6:10, you all know, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But for us, it's going to be your kingdom come. Your will be done in LAT as it is in heaven. God has great things to stir up for us as LAT in heaven. There is a purpose, a higher purpose for us in heaven. Some of it he has let us know. Some bits we do not know. But what is our role? Pray until something happens. All right? That was the recent dream that Dennis had. Then there is another one. Again, the same person, Dr. Dennis Mujimba. He had a dream. This word for the week. He had a dream, and I know many people did not even go to that website. He had a dream, and in the dream, before he got this one, and in the dream, he says he saw LAT walking around the earth. Picture LAT walking around. If you have a photographic memory, you can do that, yeah? Picture LAT. Was LAT one person? Was LAT, were we many? Were we, you know, I tried to go into the details of that, but the prophet has spoken. Hallelujah. What he saw, he saw. So, we are the number we are now. Yes, we are the number. We are not many, many, but we are the way we are now. And guess what? We are walking around the earth. Yeah, we are walking around. Children, can you walk around the earth? Or if you walk around the earth, you fall off. Yeah? Don't you learn that the earth is round? Okay, so if you're walking around the earth, would you fall off, Keegan? Hey. Now, such things can happen in a dream. Glory to God. The way you can fly in a dream and you're not able to fly now, God can still use the same picture to show you something. Okay? So, In this dream, Dr. Dennis Mujimba sees LAT as the way we are now, walking around the earth. We were walking around the earth, and it was a long walk. But do you know where we had reached? We hadn't fallen off, Malaika. We hadn't fallen off the earth, but we were going back to where we started from. And we were almost there. Glory to God. Now, for the sake of the children, I'm just going to really explain it in terms of a clock. You see that clock? Now, the clock has the second hand and the hour hand. Yes? And there are those clocks, the round clocks, which are even more fancy, that have the microsecond. Or even one. There are even the minute. Like, now there are so many things that happen. But just turn and look at that clock at the back. Children, adults, you know. Apart from Teddy, the rest, not children of God. So you see that one? Your children, Malaika? Are you seeing that clock? So in the dream, Dr. Dennis Mujimba saw the church walking around, something ground like that, and we were almost going back to number 12, where we had probably started from. Okay? So that means that we're about to complete the circle. Not so, children. It was almost the top of the hour. Yes? So, to him, for us who interviewed the prophet after that, we said, exactly. He said, like they are 11, between 11 and 12. We pressed him so hard. Okay? So, but you get the picture, children. All right? And so that, by that dream, again, we know that the promises, what we have been praying about, the things we have been pushing concerning LAT for them to happen, they are actually about to happen. Glory to God. They are about to happen. But you know what he said? He said it had been a long walk. Yes? So for me, it really encouraged me that God knows your service, God knows the effort, God knows how you exert yourself. God knows that things are tough. Yeah, He knows if you have to read and pass your tests and you have to wake up in the night and you do what we used to call winter, which some people call prep. God knows that exertion. Yeah, so He just doesn't tell you and then He's aloof. No, God was telling us it has been a long walk. But the end of the story is we are almost there. And that is why I'm telling us today we're going to talk about finishing the race. We must finish well. Sometimes it's not important how you start, it's important how you finish. It's very, very important how you finish. Yeah? I think Kwezi will have a different, I know he's going to ask me, and this is why I think we shall have, I think, youth church, children's church. Well, because now he's going to task me. Why? Because I told him that if he wants to do a certain course, he must start now, yeah? But here now I'm preaching and I'm saying it doesn't matter how you start. What matters is how you finish. And when things get so difficult, I know where to send Kwezi, okay? So, we must finish well. We must finish well. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And why must we finish well? So that we get, one of the reasons is, so that we get the reward. There is a reward that awaits you. There are rewards that await you. At the end of your race, there is a reward that awaits you. We've talked about rewards here before, eternal rewards. We've talked about crowns, yeah? Pastor has shared for him, last week, he got a very powerful dream in which God was actually rewarding him for the work he had done in LAT. Glory to God. Then on Thursday, again, when we're having a prayer meeting, which was basically, we had a beautiful, beautiful praise and worship session. It was so beautiful, you guys. We sang from the start to the end. We were just giving thanks to God. And then Dr. Dennis Mujimba walks in. And then when we're seated and we're sharing our testimonies and the usual, the words of encouragement. And he says, guys, but I had a dream. Now, these are things, children, we have to, something that Pastor reminded me to do, he said that we have to keep the children updated, yeah, where we have reached. But in my heart, I was like, even the adults, maybe even more the adults, yeah? So, he comes with a fresh update, reporting, broadcasting from heaven. He said that he had a dream in which a workmate of his had a dream. Are you with me? A workmate of his had a dream and she had sent him the dream. Yo, praise the Lord. Things of the spirit are difficult. Now what is that? So he had had this dream, but she had sent the dream, and the details of that dream were in his phone. The words rewarding, continuously, present continuous tense, glory to God. That is what I got, hallelujah. The first part of dream in a dream, I was just waiting to say, what did the dream say? And you know what? It was just saying rewarding. So he even told me later that he went to his workmate and he said, but did you have a dream about me? And the workmate said, no, I didn't. Hallelujah. Amen. So let us finish the race. Let us finish it strong, that we may actually get the reward that is due us. It is possible, by the way, to actually miss your reward. It is very possible, but we are not talking about that today. Clearly, why am I not talking about that today? Because the Bible has gone through all the dreams that I've shared with you. He is intent on rewarding us for the work we have done. For the work we have done. Hallelujah. So what are we supposed to do? What now? What next? How do we make sure that we don't miss out on the reward? Number one, keep expecting it. The Bible says that a worker is worthy of his wage. Just like the way you expect salary. People here who are salaried, when you don't get your salary, what happens? I know some of you will sue. Some of you will say, I'm not even coming back, by the way. Some of you will say, now, this it's done. But the Bible clearly says that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Yeah, we looked at that verse last week, Hebrews 11, verses what? 6. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. God rewards work. God rewards work. Hallelujah. So we must expect, even as we continue, even as we are on the last lap, continue expecting your reward. I remember when we were in the bank, towards the end of the month, you know that they're going to look at the balance sheet. My God, you would work like you didn't have an entire month. You would work so hard towards the end. Yeah, just so you can have the numbers come in. If there was anything, we used to call it pipeline. Those are prospective clients who are going to come into the bank and transact and do different things. So you see, we would have what we call a pipeline. That pipeline had such clients. Now, at the beginning of the month, you think you have a lot of time. What? Towards the end, you start to say, but let me first look into this pipeline and I see. Then now you start chasing the what? The clients. You start calling them and saying, but now this facility, this. All right? So God has things for you in the pipeline. And it's almost, we are almost there. We are almost there. Glory to God. So we have to work with that expectation to draw down those rewards. Do not run the race only to give up at the end. Only to start saying, I think For me, I've overweight. You know, there are things, as Christians, there are things that can easily mess you up, mess up your reward. You say, for me, I've never testified. You start to, you know, if there is a time you should be happy for people who are testifying, this is the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now in LAT, our culture is not that we shall stand and shout, nchitute, eh? Maybe Joan will jump for you when you get that interpretation right. But that aside, we are not the ones who, like, we're not that those people who get up and say, I receive it. But you know, when someone comes and testifies over something great, yeah, this is the time to say, actually, God, thank you. That is, like I was telling people on Thursday, according to your reward system and according to what you have told us in LAT, that is Exhibit A. Glory to God. Exhibit A, you get someone's testimony. Then someone else comes here, testifies. You feel like it's something you'd like, something that God has promised you. It reminds you of something. You say, God, I'm going to be Exhibit B. Glory to God. Amen. So keep expecting that reward. Hallelujah. Hebrews 6:10. For God is not unjust to forget your work and the labor of love which you have shown towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. All right? Ministering to the saints is not only done here on the pulpit. That friend that you call and you say, but you didn't look okay today. That is ministering to someone. Okay? That child you carried and you said, kankukwatireko gendo osoko okole something. That is ministering to the saints. When you bring your tithe and offertory, when you give, when you share, that is ministering to the saints. Hallelujah. Amen. So God is not unjust to forget all those things. And you know, there are some things that we know we have done out of, you know, those that sacrifice. Yeah. There are countless times when I know people who have come here to minister and they're out of it. They are just saying, you know what? Well, when top of the hour, I am done. But God sees that. He sees your sacrifice and he receives it. He knows that you're flesh and blood. Glory to God. Amen. Just like the way you go to work and you're feeling like today is, what was it called? We told you against following those things of bare minimum Tuesday. So you came here to church, we preached and we say no more bare minimum Tuesday in LAT. We have to give our best from Monday to December. You go and you change your attitude at work. God sees that. God sees that. There is a code word for every day of the week for people who work. And I know bare minimum Tuesday. Friday is not even counted. Thursday is some weird name. So God sees all the work that you do, even at your workplace. Someone that you help because you heard. The person you gave money, even at your workplace. But more so here for the saints. Hallelujah. So concerning pushing, concerning praying for LAT, there is a reward. And the reward for this period, by the way, it's just that. For the work that you have done, pray until something happens. Can you imagine being rewarded for prayer? Can you imagine that? How many of you here, parents, have ever been shocked by some of your children's prayers? On a good day, your child prays and you're like, Kwanza, you're serious like this. It's not God help us, what? You should know how, you know, like how sometimes children pray for food. By the name of Jesus, we pray that, amen. And you're like, what? Where are you going? Yeah. Then other times, it is a proper nice prayer, and you're like, what happened to that? Who ate my child? Because you know your child. You're like, who ate my... This is not my child, all right? But then there are those prayers that they make, and you're like, wow. Even you, the parent, you're touched. And guess what? You parents, I know, you reward for everything. Even that one is what? Is rewarded. What's up, yabulunji? Nyo, nyo, nyo. Eye, sare, ni mwama, gezi. Ah, and the rest of you pray like that. I know, parents, we've done those things before. If you're here and you're a young adult, I think you're remembering the times when you were what? The Balos children are looking at, what's going on there? Musabenga bwe mutyo. Esala erimu amagezi, yeah? You know, so imagine God is telling us that he will reward us. And this is the time for the rewards. Then number two, pray for grace and strength to continue. The battle, the journey, the race is difficult at the end. Yeah? The race is more difficult at the end. You've seen those marathon runners. A guy runs and runs and runs, but towards the end, there's just something. If the Lord doesn't touch that person, if something doesn't change, that person may fail to make it. You've watched marathons. The guy you think has paced from the start, yeah. And then there are those pace setters who even say, me, I'm supporting that guy. As the marathon is going on, the guy jumps off. And you're like, Kwanza, all this time I've been on a pace setter. Then you look for another guy who looks like he has potential. You're like, Abdel Saleh. Ah, that one, that Ethiopian. And the guy runs. Then out of the blue, guess what? The guy also says he also bangs gas. You're like, now, who is the other one? I remember Christine telling me of an experience when she ran in the MTN marathon. She said, Joanne, yeah? She finished her race, but my friend, let's not finish like the way Christine finished. She reached that, you know, people who reach Nga, they have even no more entertainment, the tent is being taken off, but the number is there. Omgenyo Mukulu is on the way to Entebbe, yeah, to catch a plane. Christine reached there. Eh? Newspaper guys they're even tying up their stuff, packing their equipment. But you see, what MTN does is that it makes sure, because they know that the people like Christine, they make sure that all the numbers are there. They have to account for the people who did what, who ran. Christine reached there, what? She has finished the race. So they ask, so what's your name? She, instead of saying she's Ntabadde, she says, I'm Mrs. Mujimba. I say, hi, Mrs. Mujimba. And she says her husband's name conveniently. So some kind of newspaper person came there. What? Christine. Yes, yeah, Christine Mujimba. So what's the number? She was given a long number like this. She got her number. Then thankfully she called her husband. Not her person. She called her husband and she was like, Dennis, I'm dying. My feet can't move. My what can't, eh? So God doesn't want us to finish the race like that. He wants you to finish strong. Glory to God. Not those things when they have closed. Now it is like 2 o'clock. I don't know if you've seen people who are running over cancer run, kabaka run. It's like 3. You're seeing people. You're like, I thought this thing started like at 9, but you're seeing people on the what? On the road going for that. But you know, at least they do what? At least they finish, okay? But now for us, God wants us to finish strong. Why? Because we must start strong in the next phase. Glory to God. You must start strong in the next phase. We've been praying that the phase is shorter, and I know. From what the dreams from heaven, from the message from heaven, that phase has been made shorter. But how do we start the next one? We can't start as weaklings. Glory to God. Amen. As a woman, when you're in labor, that last hour, you can start there drinking water, tea, asking for all sorts of things. Eh? Give me ice cubes. They bring them. You know, our hospitals nowadays, they bring ice cubes. Touch here, they touch. Remove, open my whatever, they open. Oh, give me another gown, they give you another gown. Like, you have so many requests, so many kwegamba. Now, towards the 11th hour, if there is one request you have, it is one. Usually, it is get the baby out. Get, and you're not requesting, you're actually ordering. You say, get this baby out. Get this baby out. I remember one of those days. Praise the Lord. One of those days, when it was my 11th hour, I told the doctor, I think Sam wasn't there. I went. I hugged the doctor. I whispered in his ear. Sam, come here. I whispered in his ear, please, cut now. Then he looked at me. We had embraced each other. But you see, between me and him, there is my big what? My big belly. Then he told me, he also whispered back, I have no obstetric reason as to why I should cut you. It was whisper to whisper. I whispered in one ear of his, he whispered in another. And then he told me, you're progressing well. Ha! It's like telling LAT now, you're doing well. Yeah? You're cruising nicely. He said, but what do you mean? He said, no, this. He would even came and looked at me and said, this is the best I have seen. Yeah, I am in pain. Say, this is the best I have seen. You're doing extremely well. I have no reason whatsoever as to why I should do what you're asking me to do. You're doing so well. I said, what? What is this? The battle was difficult at the end. But let me tell you why you should finish strong. When the time comes, the mothers finish strong. Why? Because the next season, they must start strong. Now they've entered another season where they are needed by the baby in a different way. Now, how will you be there for the baby you have birthed? Ngatoina manyi. Many people will tell you, many doctors will tell you that is not a good thing. So pray for grace and strength to run your race and finish it. Don't believe for all these years and you let it drop. I'm going to share a personal testimony here. And I hope that takes me to the next one. Yeah? Before I share the personal testimony, let me refer you to Jesus Christ. Jesus, in the Garden of Gethsemane, it was the 11th hour for him. He knew what was coming. But like, he was fully man. And do you know what? Things were tough. Tewali kuseka at that point. Jesus cried out to God and said, please. He was like me in labor. Many people say he was birthing the body of Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane. So, Jesus prayed and asked God for help. He asked God for help that he may finish strong. And guess what? God helped him. So Zechariah 4:6 tells us, so he answered to me and said, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So we are to finish strong, not by our own might, but by the spirit of God. Isaiah 40:29. He gives power to the weak, and those who have no might, he increases strength. When the doctor whispered in my ear that day, I knew. I was like, you know what, God? Now it's you and I. Help me. I imagine Christine must have told God, God, I can't die on the road. I can't die on the road. I can't be carried on the road. Help me. Yeah? And God answered her. That is why Christine is here today. Glory to God. Amen. So in my personal testimony, which leads me to the last bit, is 2 weeks ago, I was feeling tired, very tired. Not physically tired, but tired of push. And I hope this helps someone, yeah? For you, first of all, you guys, look at me as one of you, as normal. Because some people have unrealistic expectations of pastors, ministers. I don't know Pastor Moses' story, but for me, let me tell you mine. I was tired. I was tired of push. You see those messages that I send out calling people to come and pray. I send the message and I'm like, God, if you don't touch me, I'm done. I am done with the race. Ngampuli, I'm done. Yeah? And so I started feeling what I was telling my husband was the weight of the weight. I don't know if you've ever felt like that. When you've waited, when you've done something, and you're just now feeling the weight is too much. Yeah? And so I started. Things were really tough. Praying was hard. Hey, you pray, push your life, but God, we prayed, we've done what? Then one of those days, I decided to start praying and fasting. But this time I was praying. How did I fast start? First, Pastor Moses gets that dream where he meets Daniel. By now we know that Daniel is a Daniel of what? Heaven. Okay? And Daniel, you guys, if you are here, you know the details of that dream. Okay? And God touched Pastor Moses in the dream. He interfaced with Daniel. Pastor Moses had solved a very difficult math problem. Even Daniel was asking him, how did you do it? And Pastor gets up from the dream and he's crying and he's singing that song, "He Touched Me." All right? And he's so amazed at this, you know, at his experience. So that dream that Pastor had happened during that period where I was feeling, I'm tired, I am done, I am so tired. So when Pastor's dream comes, remember what I told you about Exhibit A? Very quickly I get it, because I didn't have any on mine, on my own. So very quickly I get that dream. It encouraged me so much. It encouraged me to the point that I was like, God, I must finish what? This race strong. So I started praying for two things, for grace and strength. So I entered a time of fasting. Have you ever prayed? You're not praying for money. You're not praying for a solution. You're just praying for strength. Just strength. As like, God, I just want to, if this takes another 3 years, I want to be strong enough to go through that 3 years. But I need to finish well. I was telling God all those things. God, you said we're on the 11th hour. We were on the globe like this, the earth. I cannot be what? I cannot give up. So I started praying for that strength to come. And then I think that that Sunday we had a blessing Sunday. The children were up. We laid hands on the children who were here up and the adults. And we prayed for a blessing. All right? And then the week starts. I'm like, you know, armed with my exhibit, I go to God. I'm like, see what you did for Pastor? I'm like, God, even me, yeah? I would even like go back to Daniel in the Bible. Man, Pastor met Daniel in the Bible. The exchange between Pastor and Daniel. I was telling God, now, please send Pastor a dream. I was very specific. You know, there was no mchezo. So I said, now, let that dream come through Pastor Moses. Because, okay, for Dennis, yes, we have had, you know, I'm looking at the dreams, and everything has DM, 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 because I have them somewhere. And I'm like, but Pastor Moses, you send, you now. Yeah, so I told God, Pastor Moses, on the first day, please send that dream through Pastor Moses. On the second day, I fasted. Nothing. The third day, I said it on Thursday, my phone was charged. You know, sometimes Pastor sends you communication on the LIT group. For some reason, he was very quiet. Nothing from Pastor. No song, no warning about what? Nothing. I'm like, what's going on? On the third day, I told God, now, it's okay. Anybody. Because I knew I had set my time for 3 days. The days were ending. I hadn't heard from God, otherwise I expected to hear from God through a dream. So I'm like, you know what now? Okay, God, anything. So I started looking around, soft targets, Sam. I'm like, this man here, maybe through my sweetie here. Sam sleeps, wakes up, goes to work, comes back in time to sleep deeply. And I would ask him, no dream. No dream. Yeah, he gets up. No dream, nothing. The third day ends. The fourth day. Now the fast has ended. I'm okay. Ne what day yo? I know that God is good. And remember I had said Psalm 66, 19 to 20. Certainly God answers prayer. I stood on that scripture. You have not turned your mercy away from me. Certainly, God, you answer prayer. I was like, God, you have answered that at a good day. It's me. Now the problem, Lord, is me. It's me. I haven't heard you, but it's me. But I know, Lord, you have answered. But guess what happens? On the fourth day, I'm getting out of home, telling by the children, which was Thursday, I'm coming to town. My son, Kwezi, comes running, fresh from bed, barefooted, I even think, yeah? I didn't wash his face. He comes, Mommy. I'm like, you know, he tells me, Mommy, I had a dream. Ha! I'm like, the thing I've been waiting for, it has come. I switch off the car and I put down everything. I'm like, okay, tell me. Now I expected what? Children of God, we have a problem. I had a negative expectation. I was expecting that God was going to tell me, you have missed your reward over what? You know those things. Because we're in the period of reward. You've missed your reward. Can okay, Kabulam. You know God can assure you on those things. Eh? That now for you, as I'm giving other, now for you, Tereza wano. Bona Tereza wano. Nga newali watereza. Nga we are good to go. So I expected something like that. So Kwezi starts narrating. Mami. Uh-huh. So I had this dream. And in the dream, you see, the gate man opened the gate. When he opened the gate, he let in two cars. We've never seen those cars. And he let in strangers, and they were driving two cars. Then they parked in our parking lot, and the strangers, he opened the gate again, the gate man, and the strangers left. Then we came out of the house. The whole family comes out of the house to check what are the cars for, what's going on. And then when we reached there, we saw the first car. He said it was a Benz. But let me, before I tell you about the Benz, now you're going to look at the cars that we came with. No. before I tell you about the Benz, Kwezi says that it actually felt like Santa Claus had come to our home. What people call Father Christmas. Eh? He had come to our home to deliver gifts. But I knew in the dream that it was Santa Claus, Father Christmas. But then they left. So anyway, fast forward, now we go to check out the cars. He said the first car was a Benz. And then when we opened it, it had for Sam. We were all shocked that we had daddy. Like, daddy didn't buy the Benz, but someone had given him a Benz. Then the second car, he said, was written on when you opened. There was a sticker on the steering wheel. And that sticker had for Joanne, for Mommy, all right? And we were in shock. We said the strangers had already gone. We were very shocked. The strangers were nowhere to be seen. They had delivered these two cars. Then he said, then we opened daddy's boot. Okay, we opened daddy's boot, the Benz. And it had all sorts of gifts and letters addressed to each one of us in the home. All sorts of gifts. Not just one person getting a gift, but like you'd find one person has like three gifts, four gifts, you know? And that was in daddy's car, right? Then now we went to mommy's car, and mommy's car had what? Had a new phone, a new iPhone, okay? And then there were even many other gifts in the car. So he said, but I noticed something, which I didn't share on Thursday. He said, I noticed that for out of the blue, the paparazzis came. And they were wondering, what kind of car is mommy's car? Glory to God. What kind of what? It was not a Benz. That they were wondering, what kind of car? Then he even said that he saw a headline. All right? He saw a headline that this is a car that has never been manufactured before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You guys, imagine it's not a literal dream. Just imagine it is symbolic. God is giving you something that you've never seen, touched, something you don't even expect. Like, he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above that which you think or even imagine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he said, and there was a newspaper headline about that. When I read, you guys, for the first time, I was so attentive to Kwezi. I told him, then what happened? He said, then, mommy, the dream ended. I woke up. Then I heard you leaving. That's why I came running to tell you that dream. Immediately, as I backed out of the parking lot, the parking at home, I called Sam. Sam is on the way to Entebbe. As I started narrating the dream, he also knew what he was like, no. He packed to listen to the dream. So usually when I call my husband during the day, these are how the phone calls go. Hey, I'm running between meetings. Got it. I'll do it. Remind me. Send me a message, a picture. Okay, bye. Hey, bye, sweetie. Love you. That is how our phone calls are. Meanwhile, like sometimes I call him Bambi, he's on site, there are loud things, banging, pa. People are calling him. Choka me, I'm there saying, love you. And maybe he's surrounded. It's around there, but sometimes the love yous come, but I receive them by faith. Okay, I love you. Hey, I love you. Nenge yange, he has heard it properly. Oh, okay, sweetie, because usually for me, I'm in free zones, what? Say, yeah, I love you, have a nice day, my husband, yeah, love you. Okay, yeah. But that day, when I was narrating the dream, he packed. I could not hear a car move. And he listened and he told me, Joanne, that is a very good dream. Indeed, the Lord is rewarding us. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm sharing this to remind you, finish your race. Let us finish strong. And, yeah. When I'm narrating my dreams here. So, now that was coming. Pastor Ambina Wanu. So, one of the things that was in the car. Now let me first and foremost talk about the gifts which my son told me were in those cars. On Monday, unbeknownst to Kwezi, I had gone to town. I was looking for a phone. So, microphone here has served its time. You know how iPhones are? They are very mean people. They push you out slowly by slowly. To the extent that even this morning, Kwezi asked me, but mommy, what's wrong with your phone? Like, he still doesn't know that I need a phone. So anyway, I go to town to hunt around, see if I can exchange my phone for another. When I reached there, the phone I wanted was an iPhone something, but with a big storage, 1 terabyte. So the guy looks at my phone. He looks at it, does things there, and he says, your battery is at 75%. It's not efficient. It needs servicing. And then he looked, pressed different things. And if I said 500K, the phone I wanted was 6.5 million. I told him, give me back my phone. Give me back my phone. He said, no, Anto Gambia, you want to top up. To kole bata, you top up? What? I told him, but 6.5 million shillings. Are you okay? And when I was leaving that, I got my phone, I was so annoyed, I just pulled my phone away from him, got it. Even when I was walking to where I'd parked, I was telling God, even if you give me that money, I will not let this be written, I'll be very disobedient. I cannot spend 6.5 million shillings, kusim, even 5, by the way, I cannot. Maybe 3.5 there, but this, I'm like, you're crazy. I cannot. So God hears that. That was on Monday. God hears it. He's like, okay. my son got the dream on Thursday morning. In the car, God had given me a new phone. Glory to God. God had given me a new phone. Beyond the new phone, God had met my need. What is your need? Glory to God. Maybe for you, you already have a fancy phone. Maybe for you, like a capability, can't call it a, yeah? But you have another need. And God is going to meet that need. That is one of the ways God can reward you. Yeah, I never thought that something as like a phone would be important, like that there is, like it would be important to God. But he knows what to give me. Glory to God. Then the other thing about the dream was in 2018, God gave me a promise. It was a, and I'm going to repeat it, so that heaven can be a witness. In 2018, September, we were in a prayer meeting down there. And Pastor shared from Acts 14, 17. And in that prayer meeting, he talked about God rewarding us. But using, please put it up there, but using that scripture, Acts 14, 17. Nevertheless, he did not leave himself without witness, in that he did good, gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. People, our hearts don't eat food. They don't eat a melee, they don't eat pork. Your heart doesn't eat pork. Yes, so this food is something that makes your heart joyful. Yeah, glory to God. Amen. So, and in that prayer meeting in 2018, Pastor said, yeah, God rewards what? So go and ask God how he's going to reward you. I said, I go and ask God. Meanwhile, I think I had been in LH like about four years, yeah? So about 3.5 actually. So it was the first time, you know, I really had Pastor talking about God rewarding you. So I'm like, this man. That time I was calling him a man. I'm like, if the things that this man is saying are true, kale mkama bingambe. So I went, Pastor said, ask God. I said, God, I'm going to ask you. I started praying and fasting. I fasted for 3 days. On the fourth day, I had a dream. And in the dream, God was showing me how he's going to reward me. 18. This is 2024. It's a reward I have waited for, Mr. Balo. I have waited. When I tell you that I had the weight of the weight, behavior, I was like, God, I don't know any other thing I can pray for. So, guess what? In the car, that reward was there. My son doesn't even know it. Glory to God. These are not fables. Because he asked me, what is this? I told him, Leka, leave me. Because I know that one came with 2018. From 2018. Glory to God. But maybe in 2018 I hadn't done as much as God wanted me to. Maybe he had, I don't know. I don't know why he decided to reward me like that. Yeah, to give me that reward. So anyway, over the years we have been praying and what. But guess what? In the car, that reward was there. God doesn't forget the labor. The things that you have done for people. The things you have given people. You minister to people. Let me give an example. Marriage fellowship. Do you remember a time when I think there was a child who had a dream that the Mujimbas were being rewarded for hosting? Yes, do you remember that dream? God sees such things, you people. He sees such things. Imagine hosting. Yeah? He has given you money to host a fellowship. You have gone to the market, bought the food, for you, you've just done the work. And he says, even that one, I'm going to reward it. He gave you the money. He gave you the car. And then he says, now I'm going to reward you. Glory to God. Amen. So I was so, so touched by this dream that on Thursday when I came, I was like, honestly, yeah? Without a doubt and certainly, God hears our prayers. And God is going to reward you. Another thing about the dream is that there were gifts for the children. You children, we prayed for you on Sunday. We prayed for you. What do you think Manzi does in this church? But what do you think he does? Manzi, put up your hand. You wrote in Micah. You did something very risky. He wrote, eh. So, God has a reward for that young boy. God has a reward for Harvey. Because in rewarding the family, he's rewarding our children as well. Hallelujah. But he also wants to establish himself to them that he is actually a God who rewards. It's not just people here on earth that we reward for good performance at school. We reward for a completion of, like, you're the first in sports. God, by the way, that attribute, we human beings get it from God. Even the devil got it from God. He also rewards. Yeah? So God is a rewarder. And when we prayed for the children, in fact, after that, I was like, God, what happened now? What did we get? That, again, and remember I told you, after we had, on Sunday, after, because I'm done late service, I encouraged you. I'm like, Eleti, have these conversations with your children. Ask. That is how I got to 2018. That is how it was cemented to me as personally, that I have my own testimony about how God rewards. Glory to God. Amen. So I encouraged you. I'm like, Eleti, ask. Ask how God is going to reward you. Mugambe, talk to him about these things. Talk to him. Ask him, how are you going to? They were laying hands on me. What was that about? Tell me. And let me tell you, God will show you. Another angle about the dream that I'll end with is the dreamer said that it felt like Santa Claus, Father Christmas. Hallelujah. God is a good father, the father of Christmas. What happens at Christmas time? Children who have been on their best behavior, Teddy, they get good gifts. Hallelujah. And Father Christmas doesn't reward those ones who haven't been working. But for us in LAT, it is clear. Dennis had that dream of rewarding. Pastor, you shared his experience. I have shared mine for the family. Not so, I don't know which car will come. Even tomorrow, I don't know. If I drive, whatever car I'll drive, I don't care. But there is a lot in that dream that blesses the church, not just me. That when God is, he's not just rewarding me, the pastor, the children's pastor. He's rewarding all of us. He's rewarding our families. Glory to God. So, Father Christmas, the Father of Christmas, your father is rewarding you. And yes, even that baby who is sleeping, God will give him a reward. Why? Because you, the mother, you can give that child a reward on Christmas, and you wrap it properly. And when he gets it, he is so excited. And when you ask, and then when you, do you know when you're giving him the gift, maybe Boxing Day? That's when people unbox the gifts. You're like, Emma, you are so good. You are brushing your teeth, eating your food and finishing it. You are not using bad words. And because of that, you have got your reward. Not so. Yes, exactly. So if you, human beings, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more for God? Amen? How much more for your Father in heaven? So when we're looking at our rewards, don't even Hannah there, she will get a reward. Glory to God. Let me tell you another thing about the gifts that were in the car. Yes, I've remembered. There were clothes for the children. Hallelujah. Let me tell you the story of the clothes. So we have an upcoming wedding where my husband is a chairperson. And you know what? That because the wedding is for someone who is so close to us, you have to show up in a decent way, all right? So now, because you have 3 children, where Engoye Zimu for the older one, you get them from the adult section. So you're like, but what is the cost was too high. But we couldn't tell the children all those things. It was a conversation we had, me and the father, that man, the bill is going to be too high for us to clothe the children. Now, these are normal things, right? So we are counting, because now it's not just the wedding, but the gambo genies, the queen jira. Ah, man, that's two sets, for the queen jira and the wedding. Then you're thinking, now all these things, what? Ah, the money involved. So as usual, you conclude as a couple, like, sweetie, let's just believe God for the money. We didn't tell them. But guess what? In the cars that came home, the children had clothes. And the dreamer didn't even know that we, the parents, don't have money. We didn't have money for the clothes. Glory to God. Glory to God. So God has catered for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I say that I want Manzi's birthday to come and end, yeah? That is it. Glory to God. The man has been on our case for some things. And we're like, but why? Yeah? But God has sorted Manzi out. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So your children are blessed. Your children will be rewarded. They will not lack. They'll be rewarded. Why? For the pushing the parents have done. Even in their little ways, the prayers they have done. God, help LAT that we may be many. You know, children can pray prayers. God, help LAT that we may be many, that we may keep time, that even the worship team, that it may sing well, that, you know, all those things. That is praying. That is pushing. Hallelujah. So God is going to reward you. He'll keep his word. God is faithful. And you are being rewarded for the pushing you have done. So let us finish strong. Tumaleko. Alison. Katumaleko. We have to finish. Not like Christine. We have to finish strong.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.